Hi there. The word for today is God directing you to Zarephath? In 1 Kings 17, verse 9, the Bible says God told the prophet Elijah, go at once to Zarephath and stay there. Now, the stream Elijah had been drinking from dried up, and the ravens that brought him food every night stopped coming. When that happens, God's trying to get your attention, and often he's getting you ready to move. Next, God sent Elijah to an impoverished widow in the town of Zarephath, assuring him that she'd feed him. Now, that must have been difficult for a seasoned leader who was used to ministering and meeting the needs of others. Elijah found this widow in the middle of the same famine, cooking one last meal for herself and her son. Nevertheless, he challenged her to obey God, promising, there will always be flour and olive oil in your containers until the Lord sends rain and the crops grow. Now, what gave Elijah the faith to say that? That's a big promise. Here's why. Because Elijah had proven God's faithfulness in his own life. He knew God. And you can only talk in faith when you walk in faith. And associating with people of faith is contagious. It builds your faith. That's what happened to this widow. She and her son may not have eaten a five-course meal every night, but God made sure that for the duration of that famine, they had all they needed. So, if you don't have everything you want right now, obey God with what he's given you and trust him that when the time is right, he'll send an increase. And notice also, the faith of both the widow and the prophet was tested. So, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned believer, tests of faith will keep coming your way. Let me ask you, is God directing you to your own personal Zarephath today? Don't resist. Don't postpone. Don't argue. Go at once, was what God told Elijah and what he's saying to you, because his blessings hinge upon your obedience. And that's the word for you today.